Hey, welcome back to a new episode of the Dear Growing Women's Podcast. Yes, I'm back again for another consecutive episode. I think I'm here to stay. Applause. I think I'm here to stay. It has been such a beautiful outlet for me to be able to do all of the talking. And I am truly, truly just grateful, first of all, for you taking a moment to tune in and to listen all the way through to the things that God has placed on my heart. And I hope moving forward, you will continue to listen, to share with your village and the people you love, just what God is doing in my little corner of the world. So let's dig right into today's episode of the podcast. Are y'all ready? So I was lying in bed. I've been doing this thing where waking up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I was just meditating on certain things, and the scripture Romans 8:28 came up, and it's a very common scripture, but it's a scripture that we also sometimes don't take for face value. Like, we don't own it, if that makes sense. So I'm encouraging you today to own your story. Own it. Okay? Own your story. Okay. So Romans 8:28, and I'm going to read from several different translations. I'm going to start in the King James Version. King Jimmy is what they call him. And it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." I'm going to read that again, but in the New Living Translation. So the New Living Translation says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his Son, so that his Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory." One more translation, because why not, okay? The Passion Translation says, "So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. For he knew all about us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his Son. This means the Son is the oldest among a vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him. Having determined our destiny ahead of time, he called us to himself and transferred his perfect righteousness to everyone he called. And those who possess his perfect righteousness, he co-glorified with his Son." That was Romans 8:28-30. So Romans 8:28 is a very common scripture that you hear. And like I said before, I don't know that when we read this, we take ownership of it. And when I say take ownership of it, a lot of times we don't believe the scripture in its fullness. If that makes sense. God causes all things. He He causes every detail of our lives, the good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly. He causes all of those things to work together for our good. And sometimes I don't know if we think that things happen haphazardly, that, you know, there's no way that, you know, the abuse works for your good. But every single detail of our lives shape and form the purpose that God has designed us to fulfill in the earth. It's His design. After all, before you were even born, before you were conceived, He already knew you. He knew about the different hardships you would face. He knew about the moments that you would not be confident. He knew about the moments that you would slip into comparison. He knew about the beautiful things in your life. He knew that you were going to walk into your purpose. He knew that you were going to marry your soulmate, or on the opposite side, He knew that you would go through that divorce. And every bit of all of that works for your good. Like, it works for your good. It helps you develop into the person you need to be to fulfill the purpose that God has given you. And what I found so interesting about this scripture, especially in the Passion Translation, if you know anything about weaving, you know that there are ins and outs. And with the ins and outs, the next piece that you put on, it goes the opposite way. So even in our lives, things work that way. Like, our lives are literally woven together. And that's why I said the good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly. The fair things, the unfair things, all of these things are woven so tightly together that in the end, you have a beautiful end product. Like, if you've ever watched basket weaving, or if you ever done any paper weaving or whatever, it doesn't look like anything at first. But as soon as it's finished, it's this beautiful creation. And it's not just a creation to be observed, but especially with the basket, is to be used. And our purpose is to be used by God, to be instruments, to be tools in His hands. And you can't be that tool, you can't be the instrument, you can't fulfill that purpose without all of the things. All of the things. Those are the things that build your character. Those are the things that build your expertise. Those are the things that build your testimony. The scripture says, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. All of that is a part of who you are becoming. And so we can't despise, and sometimes it's hard when you're in the moment. You can't despise the tough times. You can't despise, and you can't take for granted the amazing times. But all of those moments, all of those situations, all of those incidences, they all work for your good. And just to know that God prepared for this, He knew this, for us to fulfill what He designed for us to fulfill. Because He's already determined our destiny before we were even born, His ultimate plan is to call us to Himself. So if you are somebody out there today who believes that you can do this without Him, you can't. Let me just be real. Like, you can't. The reality is he designed you to come to him. Your map of life has a destination, and it's back to him. And I know a lot of people have a lot of opinions about God and about salvation, and a lot of it is outwardly focused, when really he's already called you to himself, and he'll deal with all of that. He'll deal with all of that if you solely set your affections on him, if you put your attention and your focus on God, on the fact that he designed you for himself to fulfill this purpose, to draw people back to him. That's what it's about. So I want to encourage you today, before you get into a complaining session about why all of the things had to happen, why you had to go through the period of life where you had nowhere to lay your head, why you had to deal with abusive relationships, why all the things. Consider that it's helping to shape you into God's design purpose for your life, for him to call you back to himself, for you to be his hands and feet in the earth, and all of those things. So before you go to complain, ask God, what purpose does this serve? What am I supposed to learn from this? And how is this going to work for my good? Ask him. I know when I was younger, I would hear people say, never question God. But he knows all the answers. Ask him. Just ask him. And I truly, truly believe that if you ask him in all sincerity, if you ask him from a place of meekness, from a place of like, Lord, I just want to know. Like, I believe he will show you. Whether that be through a dream, or he will show you, he will tell you. And on that, I want to stop here, because I have some amazing things coming up, and I'm bringing in some people who are near and dear to my heart. None of these people, no, I don't think I knew any of these people like in my younger days, but God has placed some tremendous gifts around me as friends. And so next episode, I am super excited about bringing on one of my dear friends as we navigate womanhood, as we navigate becoming who we are supposed to be by God's design purpose. So I encourage you today to take inventory of your life. Take inventory of all of the amazing, awesome, awful things that has happened in your life. And just know that the end of it will work for your good. All right? Let's pray. Father, thank you so very much for every listener. I thank you for the opportunity to share your goodness and to share your word and to share how awesome you are with each listener. I pray that even as this podcast comes to a close, that you will begin to tug on the hearts of your listeners, of these listeners, that you will tug on their hearts, for them to be grateful for all of the things that you are working and that will work for their good. And yes, it was challenging. Yes, it was rough, but you have a purpose for it. Help us to believe that. Restore our faith in your goodness. Restore our faith in your omnipotence. Restore our faith to believe that you are all-knowing, that you are omniscient. Restore our faith so that we can trust you and trust your hand and the plan that you have predestined.